Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today we're getting into one of the fastest moving shifts in the modern workforce. We're talking about the fusion of AI and professional role.
Right. And when we say an agent here, we're not just talking about customer service.
No, not at all. Think about business analysts, operations managers, customer success specialists, professionals whose entire job is to drive decisions and processes.
And our mission today is really to unpack how AI is fundamentally changing that and, you know, what it takes for you to get certified in this field.
So this AI plus agent certification, it validates something pretty specific, right?
It does. It's about proving you can use these intelligent platforms to solve actual business problems. It means you're proficient in AI-driven decision making. You can leverage NLP, and you get the core machine learning concepts for integration.
Okay, so let's unpack that. How is AI actually changing the day-to-day for someone in, say, an operations role?
The core shift is from doing manual work to strategic oversight. AI is automating all the heavy lifting.
The repetitive stuff, like scheduling, data entry, that kind of thing.
Exactly that. Report generation, basic comms. This frees agents up for higher-level problem solving and gives them access to real-time insights they just never had before.
Okay.
So it's not about replacing agents. It's truly about elevating their capabilities.
And that's a good theory, but you have to wonder if they're just becoming, you know, overseers of error logs.
Mm-hmm.
But the global data really seems to back this up. I mean, North America is dominating with almost 29% of the market share in AI commitment.
They're setting the standard.
They are, but Asia Pacific and Europe are right on their heels. This confirms it's a worldwide priority.
And if it's such a priority, that brings up the big question. Why are so many companies still hitting the brakes?
Yeah, what's the holdup?
The roadblocks are actually surprisingly clear. The primary factor, cited by a third of employers, is the skills gap.
33%. That's a huge number.
It is. After that, you've got data complexity and integration challenges.
Mm.
But that skill shortage is a massive, quantifiable opportunity.
And that skills gap is really the heart of the problem. It brings it right back to you, the learner, especially if you aren't a coder.
Right.
So the solution seems to focus on practical skills. It prioritizes tools like Flowise, Langflow, Zapier, these visual no-code platforms.
It's like being an architect with the blueprints and the tools, but you don't have to learn how to forge the steel yourself.
That's a great way to put it. You can design intelligent solutions like, say, an HR support agent or an FAQ generator without touching any code.
But that raises another important question. How do you actually integrate these systems successfully?
Yeah.
It's not as simple as just flipping a switch.
No, you need a structured approach.
Exactly. You start by pinpointing specific high-value tasks. Automation, analytics, whatever it is. Then you choose the right platforms, make sure your data is clean, and provide practical training before you do a slow, phased rollout.
And that integration, that leads us right to the final crucial step, managing risk.
Absolutely. The focus can't just be on efficiency.
It has to be on mitigating the risk that comes with this new autonomy.
That's why the curriculum puts such a heavy emphasis on responsible AI principles. You have to have guardrails in place, continuous monitoring.
You need safety and transparency.
You have to have it.
So that leaves us with one final thought for you to consider. Considering AI's rapid move toward more intelligent, autonomous, and adaptable systems, what new complex responsibilities will agents be uniquely positioned to handle once all the routine operations are fully delegated to the machine?